Okay, good morning, everyone. This is the initial podcast for the website, loudcps.org. Sort of a big deal for me, monumental movement. But hey, with technology, it's the way things go, right? Onward and forward. So, as said, this podcast is related to, associated with loudcps.org. And the purpose of this podcast and the website is to assist those who are falsely accused. Okay? And if you are falsely accused or ever have been falsely accused, simply put, you know how traumatic it is. It is traumatizing. There's no other way to put it. You're traumatized. And for the most part, you're lost. And you don't know where to go for help. And sad to say, most attorneys within Loudoun do not know how to handle these cases. So the goal of the website, this podcast, is to guide you and to guide your attorney on which way to go and how to navigate the legal system, okay? Because you and your attorney need to work as a team. Because I can assure you, once you're falsely accused, and this has been proven, Sandra Glennie, who is the assistant county attorney in Loudoun, and the guardian ad litem, and the psychologist, they're working together, right? Behind the scenes, they're working together. Especially as far as Sandra Glennie's concerned, right? Trust me. She wants to control every aspect of your case and of all your court hearings. Literally, right? She wants to control which psychologist testifies. And as this podcast progresses, you're going to realize how important the psychologist is. Trust me. And her Rolodex in her office is a list of psychologists that she can depend on. And she depends on those psychologists for one thing. Not to find the truth, but to find abuse, right? That's their goal. Their goal is not to get to the source of the false accusations. The psychologist is to help Glennie prove her case, all right? And your attorney needs to know that. So I don't want to go into too much detail now because it gets complicated, right? And there's a lot of history behind false accusations that really goes back to the 80s. And I'll give you a couple of cases. The Satanic Panic, the McMartin scandal, the Kelly Michaels case, the Little Rascals case. None of this is new. Keep that in mind. None of this is new. There's volumes of research, volumes of court motions filed, volumes of petitions for innocence that are still being filed to correct the abuses of the 80s. So the amount of lessons learned from the 80s is staggering. And the amount of ignorance that infests Loudoun CPS is staggering. They know none of it. Sandra Glennie knows none of it. Her psychologist know none of it. The guardian ad litems in Loudoun know none of it. So your attorney, therefore, needs to educate the judge. Sorry, all right, but I don't want to go too fast. Okay, to begin with, if you're listening to this, you've been falsely accused or someone you know has been falsely accused, okay? It's traumatic. And all depending upon where you're at in your case, you know, I hope this podcast can help you. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Number one, you've been falsely accused, okay? At this point in time, you personally, you, the accused, you need to stop all communication with CPS. All of it. You do not work with them. Do not sign anything for CPS. And I mean nothing. Sign nothing. Agree to nothing with CPS. Do not negotiate with these people. Do not sign what they call the safety plan because it's a joke. Okay? And as a measuring stick. If your attorney wants you to negotiate with CPS or sign anything that they offer, get rid of your attorney. Okay? Get rid of them. The road to success does not go through working with CPS at all. Right? And you're going to, as this goes on, you're going to see that. So number one, cease communication with them. Have your attorney contact them. Only communicate with CPS through your attorney. And sign nothing. Nothing. No safety plan, no nothing. Because the safety plan will have you go into bogus counseling that means nothing. Okay? And remember, any counselor that CPS refers you to, it's to prove you guilty. Those counselors are in their back pocket. They're going to testify against you. Remember that, right? Do not communicate with them, okay? The next step, once you start communicating with them, have your attorney file every possible motion and subpoena to get every single document that CPS has. Everything. So in the case of Loudoun, they have a system called OASIS, right? Get the notes. Get the OASIS notes, okay? That's the official notes. But more importantly, have your attorney subpoena the handwritten notes of the social worker, right? Okay, and here's the reason why. The OASIS notes, their system notes, their database notes, the official database, that's what is used for the official court filings for CPS, right? That's the official record, right? You need to get the handwritten notes of what the social worker wrote down. Because in those notes will include what they learned from different interviews, from your ex-spouse, from the pediatrician, from the school teacher, from the daycare, right? You want to see that. Because the social worker, they're going to know anything that may exonerate you will not be in the OASIS notes. It just won't be, right? Again, the investigation is to prove you guilty, not innocent, right? Don't be naive. The investigation is to prove you guilty, right? The OASIS notes are to prove you guilty. You got to get the handwritten notes from the social worker. Okay, with that, your attorney will have to file a subpoena to get it. And then I think more than likely the judge is going to grant it, right? But don't be surprised if the social worker says, hey, I threw them away. It happens. They're incompetent, okay? They're very incompetent. And if you want to look at the typical incompetent social worker, just look at Benjamin Smith. Thank goodness he's no longer working there, but unfortunately, he's probably working in a different county, such as Fairfax. Who knows? So, get the handwritten notes, because in the handwritten notes, it will contain things that your spouse told them that are probably false. I mean, if your spouse, ex-spouse, told them that you abused your child, they told them other lies as well. Okay? So, get the handwritten notes. And if they did throw them away, if there's a good chance they threw them away, make them tell that to the judge, right? You want the judge to hear that. Because remember, a judge goes through law school, right? Most police are good. Most authority figures are good. But there's some bad apples, right? So when a social worker has to get up on stand under oath, right, and tell the judge that I threw my notes away, what you're doing is you're planting that seed in the judge's head that, hey, this social worker is incompetent. And you want the judge to see that. All right? So I'm going to leave it there for today. This is the initial one. I probably have to do some editing, load it up, but it's going to get better. So let's recap. Cease contact with CPS and have your attorney subpoena the official OASIS notes and the handwritten notes from the social worker. All right, and I'm going to try to get this thing going on a weekly schedule. bi-weekly at worst. Audio quality, we'll see how it goes. But anyway, take care, guys.